only had one zuz, mochra was like crushed down a little bit. And therefore, Lenofik, he couldn't exchange it, nobody wanted to take it. So nobody would give him half of the zuz from it, like nobody would exchange it for two half of the zuz. So all he had was just one zuz to pay with, and he only enough to pay a zuz, you don't have to pay a chatzi zuz. So what did he do? Talk a le'achrin of Yovna Lei. He hit him a second time on the other ear, and now he owes him a whole zuz, so he paid him the zuz. I call upon him, that's the right here, when the Rabbanim say Kestim, the Rabbanim attack him means only a chatzi zuz. The Rabbanim's money is not a money tzuri, it's a money medina, a small amount of money. It's only the money of the Raisa, that means a lot. The Rebbe says what? Shloshim Shalevid, or Chamishim Shalevid, or Shalom Afat, the Mishnah says. So a tzu, lovely, why does that repeat over again and say again, money tzuri? Hotanel says the Rebbe, Nireisha, money tzuri. So when it says, Oynus, the Moise Shem, Rissa, that's the Chiddush over here. Because so otherwise, Sakot, that's what I would have to say. Kivund like Sivu Shkolim, the Torah doesn't say clearly 50 Shkolim. Is then I would have to say, Zuzibiyam, anything you pay is enough. Kamash Lano, the Melech Yalef Madodi, learn that one from the other. Then the Torah gives us Chum, whenever the Torah says you have to pay a certain amount, we say that amount always means a monotsuri. So even by Moshe Shem, the Torah just says mona, 100, but doesn't say Shkolim, Kesef. Still we learn out, since it says a Chum, whenever the Torah says an exact amount, we always say that means monetary. Yeah. This is what chutz min hashkolim, when you pay the machzis hashekel, that you can't give sheva kesef, you have to give dafke shkolim. Tari will learn chutz min hashkolim, when you pay shkolim, you have to give exactly a shekel, a machzis hashekel, or maiser, hu adin by maiser also when you pay the maiser sheni, and hu adin v'rayin, when you buy a korban oiler for the oiler riyah. So shkolim, mitzdafrin, shkolim davunis, v'vnei maser yaderech, that shkolim can only change over to this coin darbunis, only because you have to carry it up to the Rishcha. But otherwise you can't exchange it into any other coins, you would have to give the machzis shekel. You have to take the money with you. You can't take shava kesef, it has to be coins. For Ryan, you buy an oil shriya, Tanrab Yosef, Shla Yavi Sigal Azara. You know how to bring a sigar, a dead coin, to the Azara. Or she says, Siga kesa siga letzvua. Like you can't bring coins that wasn't carved out yet. Like you can't bring some metal based kli. You have to bring a complete matbeya, good coin. You have to use from the shriya. When you buy the korban, you have to pay money with coins. You can't use some a piece of metal like shava kesef. It has to be the dafka kesef. All right, you'll stop here. Here, holding that min aleph. Here, by the Mishnah. Here, the Mishnah says, "Ein pidyon loy biavodim." When you go to do the mitzvahs, pidyon haben, that you have to give the five seloyim to the kohen, so you can't give him, even though we have before, you can give him with shofar kesef, so it doesn't have to be dafka five mana. It could also be shofar kesef value, but you can't give him these three things. You can't give him loy biavodim, can't give him an eved. For loy bishtar, you can't redeem him with a shtar. If you have a shtar chayvus, like a check, somebody owes you money, and you want to get a shtar, and you give it over to the kohen, even though it's the value of five slum, it's no good. For loy b'karkos, you can't give a piece of karka for pidyon haben. We'll see in the Gemara why minds from the klal of prat klal that these things are no good for pidyon haben. Then the Mishnah also says v'loy behegdish, and the Havim Minuit Gemara says it means you can't be poydu with hegdish or pshita. So it comes up, the hegdish means the same thing. If you have something that's hegdish and you want to redeem it from hegdish to be paid to it, so you can give money a shor kesef, but you cannot be paid to hegdish with one of these three things, not with avodim, not with shtar, not with kakois. Now what's going to be kosav l'koyin shurchayiv liter chamishim slayim? Let's say you write a shtar chayvai to the koyin, but your mechayiv is said to give to the koyin five slayim. You have a chiyuv to give to him. Since you wrote a shtar, you are mechayev yourself with the shtar, you have to give him the five slayim, you have to give it to him. But the chiddush here is, ein b'na ein podri. That, so chayev yitimloi, ein b'na ein podri. But even after you pay him the five slayim, you should know still your son is not podri, the mitzvah is not chal. And the more we explain more, it's a din d'rabbanim. Because they were like, we're afraid maybe people will say that you were paid with the shtar and not with the money. So if a midrabanan, you still have to give the kohen another five slayim. So that's called, even though you have to give the kohen, but still the b'nai in the padi. Lefitir, therefore, im rotza ha-koyin litrle b'matan ha-rishoi, if the koyin wants to return to you these first five slain that you give him, he has a right to. Rosh is the fikr, the minute this we say chay v'itna ha-islayim, im rotza ha-koyin litrle m'lachzirle b'matan ha-rishoi, the koyin wants to return to you for a present rishoi. But the kan tachrit lo no other takana though, like there's no other way that you like you have to pay him once this, and then you have to pay him a second time. Just if the kohen wants to return it, he could return it to you. But the chiv upon the Yisrael now was to pay the kohen twice to his name. What's going to be now? Hamafrish pidyon bnei. You set aside money. You set aside his name to be paid to your son. The other, and then you lost it before you gave it to the kohen. The Yisrael, the father, lost the money. You still have to give the kohen another five slain. You have a chayiv achrayis. It's your obligation to make sure it gets to the kohen. Shenema, because the pasuk says yir lecho or poda tifta. It says yir or yir loch. It says it should be to you. Rashi says kishir loch hapidgin, that when the money is to Aaron to the kohen, oz yir poda, then the pidgin is chal. And this pasuk Rashi is talking about Aaron omalei rachmana. The Torah is saying clearly that when the Kohen has the money, that's when the mitzvah is chal. So if the Yisrael lost the money before it got to the Kohen, it wasn't the Kohen's mitzvah, so it's got to give the Kohen another five slain. Now the Gemara says, Shnomas Nisim, to like Rebbe. Our Mishnah is not like Rebbe. The Tanya will learn like this, remember the Gemara in Shavuos, that Rebbe Yom Rebbe says, Da'akrel Taydin Bechorodim. You could redeem your son from a Kohen with anything, any Shavu Kesef. He owes even karka, even avodim you could give. Chutz min ashtaros. The only thing you can't redeem with is only ashtar. If you have a piece of paper that says that somebody owes you five slayim, so that ashtar you cannot give over to the kohen. Ashtar is no good. So Mora says, so that's not like our Mishnah. The Mora says, what's the machlokes? It's like my time of the Rebbe, what's pshat from Rebbe? So I tell you, Rebbe darshens these psukim dorish ribuyim yutai. He darshens these psukim afidin aben, with the koyach of a riboy and a miyat. It's like this. The pasuk says, "Upaduya upaduya miben chodesh." You should redeem him when he's a month old. So tifta, something else, the word tifta, but that's riboy. It says, "Upaduya miben chodesh," much from anything. Any way you want to redeem your son, you could redeem him. Then it says, "Biyakach kesef." It says, "No, it has to use kesef." So biyad girsa chamesh eskolim. The shita says, "Take it out." But the Yikri says, Be'ekach HaKesef, you have to use Kesef, mashma silver, or coins you have to use. That's a miyat, mashma only coins, haislein you could use for pidyon aben. Then the pasuk says again, Tipodeh, Ribui says again, Tipodeh, Rimab again, everything. If so, it comes out, it's called a Ribui or miyat for Ribui. If so, Ribui HaKol. When you dash into Torah with a Ribui or miyat for Ribui, the Ribui includes everything, Ribui HaKol. My Ribui, what are we including here? Reba Komili, anything you want to be paid, any Shavu Kesef is good, as long as it's worth Heisleim. Or Man Miyat, I, the Pesach does say Kesef, what is it coming to exclude? Miyat Shtaris, if excluding Shtaris, that's the least. Shtar itself is not worth anything. It's not called Kesef at all, it's only with the Shtar you could get Kesef. But if itself is not worth, it doesn't have Shavis of Kesef, therefore Shtaris is the least. Therefore we remind you can't be paid with Shtaris. That's Shavu Rebbe. Now, what's Pshat the Rabbanim from our Mishnah? So Moshe says Rabbanim, they dash in the same sukkim with the klal of klal aprat. And therefore it's like this, so p'tu yevni ben chodesh, that's a klal, mash many things. Then it says b'yekach ha-kesef, and it says the mishkolim, that's a prat, mash moni kesef but nothing else. Then tipode, it says again, is chozer a klal? So it comes out klal aprat or klal, so then we say i'ata ben ala kain aprat. It could only be ma'avis something that's like the prat, and it's like this. Ma'a prat, mefurish dover ha-metautol. The gufei mamin, just like the prat, is something that you can move around. Kesef is something that's metautol. And it's also gufei mamin in itself, it's guf is worth something. So afkol, everything you want to be ma'av, has to be like this. Afkol dover ha-metautol that's moved around, the gufei mamin. Therefore, yotze kakoy is to use with karka land that's no good, Shem Metaltlin, you can't move land around. Yotzer Avodin, an Eved Kanani, even though an Eved you could move around, but always Klali, Shehuk Shem Metakois, an Eved Kanani has a same halacha like Karka, the Rashi says, Vesnachalta Moisam, an Eved Kanani is like Karka, like land. And also, thirdly, is you could collect moist the shtar, but not in itself. It's money that's charged from our Mishnah. We dash from the Torah as a klal, the proper klal. Now, it comes out, Rabbi heads, no, we dash from the Torah, the miyat, the ribui. Ribui miyat. So now it says, Omer le Ravina le Mreina. So Ravina has the question to Mreina. The Rebbe, is it true? I was saying that Rebbe, ribui and miyat darish, that Rebbe dashes the Torah with this klal of a ribui and a miyat. I have already called the Prat Yedorish, but find the place that Rebbe also dashes with the klal of Prat. The law goes by Matzeya. When you have an Eved Israel that says he wants to work more than 6 years, he doesn't want to leave, so we take his ear, we pierce his ear. So the time is like this. It says Matzeya. That's a metal tool. So only yellow Matzeya, only a metal tool the Mamash is made to pierce with. Intala, that's the where she says, that's a cut. That's a Fiyamach, a needle. Fiyamachadeyach, any type of a hole maker. Fiyamichtav, or a pen. Having all these things are also good. Talmudim, the Pesach says, Velokachtor, is Lerav is called Dovah Shinukach, and Biyad, anything you take in your hands. This is Rabbi Yosef Yehudi. This is where Rabbi Yosef Yehudi learns that even though Torah says Matzeya, that's only a mir, but there's a ribui for Lakachas, the mash, many things you take in your hand you could use to pierce the ear with. Now, Rabbi says no, Matzeya, the Torah says this metal tool to pierce the ear with. Mar Matzeya, just like this metal tool, Meyuchet Shomatchis is a special metal tool that you can use to pierce with. Is Af Kol Shomatchis, any other type of a metal clue, a metal needle you could use. But not a wooden, not a splinter, not a kite you can't use. So as a machlokes, if you use a splinter or a kite or a wooden kli to pierce the ear with it. The Armenian we saw over there, the Micah, what's the machlokes over there, the Micah Mithlagi? So we say like this, Rabbi Dorish Klali Prati. Rabbi Dashin the Klal with the Klal of Prat. And therefore Klal of Prat is only Kena Prat. But you have the Matzeya Shomatchis, anything that's a metal tool. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, no Dorish Ribu Yomit. So therefore, with the meat, we only take out a little bit, but we marvel everything. So, we see that Rebbe himself also dashes the Torah with a klal of the klal. So where's the kasha? Now, so Rashi says, "Man meat meat sam." It has food. You can't use medicine. You can't put a medicine there or sam a safe to pierce a hole. It has to do with a tool, but any tool is good. The company we see Rebbe dashes here with the klal of the klal. Sakram by yes, by Pidgin Rebbe dashes it with a ribui. Smur says in, yes, it's true. The Yalm all over Rebbe also holds klali prati dorish. The way you dash into the klal of prat. But the hoch over here, the reason why by Pidgin Rebbe dashes with a ribui in miyat, ki the ton of the verb Yishmuel. The ton of the verb Yishmuel. The mayim shtei pomim, is ain't the klal of prat. Here it's a locha by Simonim, by Mayim and B'mayim, that which fish is kosher, so it's a shalom, do you make it into klal of prat or not? So usually klal of prat, the Torah first writes the klal, then it writes the prat, and then it writes the klal later. What about the Torah writes the two klalim together, and the prat comes later? That's called Mayim or Mayim, it says over there, and then it first says the prat later. So it's a shalom over here, Rebbe holds we don't dash in the klal of prat or klal. But only over here we dashed him with a ribui of meat. Because if the Torah wanted it to be a klal of prat, it should have put the prat in between the two klalim. So I tell you, is ain't a klal of prat, and a ribui of meat. So it's the same shot here also, in the pasuk of Pidyon HaBen, or Pidyon HaBen Chodesh, Tipodeh, it says these two klalim one after another. And the meat of Bekach HaKesef first says later. That's why over here Rebbe holds that we did not dash him with a klal of prat, the klal, but rather we dash them with a ribu yomit. So the Moritz Kashi is solved Rabbonim. What do you do about Rabbonim? How could they dash this with klal prat the klal? Either the prat is not in between the two klolim. It's first two klolim and then the prat. So Moritz says, so what? For Rabbonim Amri, could the Armin of my rovers, the same as Yisrael, that komokim shah to moitzi shte klolis, wherever you find the Torah says two klolis, has nuchim zelaz there next to one another, and the prat is first later or way before. So the thing is, Hittol prat, we have a right to put that prat as if it was Dinayim, between the two klolim. And the Rebbeinu Meklal prat, even though the klolim, but since in this two, it's still a klolim, the prat klolim. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Then everyone says, the Mishnah says, Loi Begdeshe, not Hegdesh either. So the Havamina was that you can't be played a pigeon with Hegdesh. With the Mar Pshita, Lavdi Danyan, who Hegdesh doesn't belong to you, Pshita can't use it to be played a ben. Amen. Moses says, right, like this. Amen. For Loi Hegdesh is the same thing applies if you want to be.